I'm Doug Barnes, owner and producer of the Season Pass Podcast at seasonpasspodcast.com. Thank you for purchasing this premium episode of the podcast. Your purchase does not only get you this great conversational piece, but it also supports the operation of the regular and free Season Pass podcast series currently found at the website and in iTunes. For this special episode of the Premium Pass, we sit with Walt Disney Imagineer and Disney legend Tony Baxter. This conversation goes beyond the great achievements and attractions that Tony has helped develop in the Disney parks around the world, but dives deep into his and WDI's great attractions that almost got built. The Disneyland that never was is the Magic Kingdom that was dreamt, but couldn't quite make it into the real world. There are many reasons behind the delays and shelving of these imaginative creations, like budget, technology, and real estate. But the story behind these almost attractions are just as fascinating as the stories behind the attractions that exist in the Disney parks today. This is an adventure into the Disneyland that could have been. A discussion on the rides and shows that we heard swirling through the rumor mill, but never ended up being. This recording takes place in the magnificent backyard of Tony Baxter. Along with Tony and me is co-hosts of the Season Pass podcast, Super 78's own Brent Young and Robert Coker. Before we start the conversation on the Disneyland that never was, I wanted to let you know that you can listen to our five-part interview series with Tony at seasonpasspodcast.com for free. It's a riveting series on the journey, career, achievements, and creations of one of the most celebrated Imagineers who ever worked for WDI. Once again, I would like to thank you for your support in the podcast. It's the help and dedication from you and this entire community that's allowed us to record history the only way we know how, by having the creators and geniuses of the industry speak for themselves. So, without further ado, here it is, Tony Baxter and a Disneyland that never was.